and have a mind power journal. I find that charting is absolutely crucial in the mind power techniques. I can tell you right now that if you don't have a mind power journal and you're not charting yourself, you're definitely not doing your exercises. Because the great trickster is too tricky, is too subtle. Inertia and momentum of not doing the exercises is too strong. You have to chart yourself. You have to observe yourself. You have to know and understand exactly how much or how little you are doing mind powers. Now, you don't have to do this with positive thinking. Positive thinking, all you have to do is think positive. But with mind powers, you have to chart yourself. Mind powers is an entirely different science. It's way more powerful than positive thinking. But it takes more work. It takes more diligence. But believe me, it's worth the price. So you have your mind power journal. And I don't ever go anywhere without my mind power journal. And when I say don't go anywhere, of course I go to the store or visit friends without it. But if I'm going off on a trip for several weeks, I always take my mind power journal. In fact, I have every single mind power journal that I've ever kept for all these years, I have them. And the reason that I keep them is for two reasons. Number one, by reading it over, I get inspired. Because every time that I contemplate, I write down what it is that I've contemplated about. Any new insights, any new observations. And they can be quite revolutionary. Even now, I still do my exercises. I still contemplate. All truths, all laws have many different levels of understanding to them. And I have pierced into some of the very deep levels of understanding, and they nurture me deeply. Yes, I have my mind power journal, and I always record everything that's happening with my mind power exercises. So make sure that you have a mind power journal that is a part of your practice, and make sure that you chart yourself daily.